Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners out there. This is John Sarna here, the one half of the Expansive podcast. And I have my co-host sitting in Johannesburg with about 15 layers of clothing on right now. I can see you on the video. How are you doing there, Eric?
I'm good. And I've just taken some layers off. So, and I mean, I'm still on 15 and I've taken layers off.
13 now. Yeah, this is a harsh winter. I mean, my parents on the farm were saying to me the last time they had a winter like this was in 2007. So the frost has been quite extensive on the farm. I guess Joburg is as cold. I mean, I was there last week and it was absolutely freezing.
Freezing. Yeah, this is actually, so I bought this jacket in Germany like we got there. It was cold as hell and I didn't have anything warm enough. So I went into a store and bought this. And it's like the perfect weather jacket for Germany weather. And always an essay, when I wear this, I'm too hot. And today I've worn this without any problem at all. That says a lot.
Yeah. I think we're on an extra cold spell right now. Also, congratulations to the both of us for being chosen to be part of the Global EO Entrepreneurs Organization Future of Leadership panel discussion. I think it's a hell of a massive kudos. I am even impressed by it. The fact that this global institute that has some of the best speakers and thinkers around the world reached out to me and asked me to be part of the panel, which I was already so happy about. And then I recommended you, and apparently you were recommended already by somebody else. And we got briefed last week, and both of us acting super cool on the call, but really just so excited about the whole opportunity to be playing on a global field. And coming from South Africa, we know that the rest of the world doesn't always think that the best minds or brains come out of here, which is just an unfortunate situation of where Africa sits. But really, you know, here we are. And they marketed it today on LinkedIn, which was really great. How do you feel, Eric? Dude, tell us how you feel.
Amazing, Eric. Amazing. I'm super excited. And it's such a special thing to be doing it together as well. Having gone through the Expansive podcast, and I think it's just been such a great avenue for people to also listen to, not listen to, but actually feel the energy of the podcast. And they actually like mentioned that in our intro call as well.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. I can't wait. It's happening next week, Tuesday. So
is it? Okay, great. Thanks for the reminder.
I'll send you a WhatsApp beforehand. So don't worry. Talk to us about today. It's about a post that you made around goals, systems. Tell us a bit more. Let's dive straight in.
So, you know, every week we want to talk about something that's top of mind for us and something that is really resonating with us. And often what's resonating with us is also resonating with the people, a lot of people out there, because we all live in this global village. But I made this post that had quite a lot of traction, and it said, don't just make goals, create systems, test them, and iterate. And for me, I think the society we live in, there's been so much kudos that's been given to dream boards, writing your goals down, reimagining your life with affluence and influence and on a lake in a forest. I'm just thinking about my life. Affirmations and all of those things. But ultimately, we don't create a system to create them. And this became really apparent to me in building Future Self Academy, the platform we're doing from books to courses. And, you know, it's a systematic process to find a solution that's most on mark for what the consumer needs. Now, when we set out Future Self Academy 12 months ago, 10 months ago, our idea was X. Then it pivoted to Y, and then Z, then A, then B, then Z. We realized that, you know, not realized, but came to the realization that entrepreneurship is a system where you are continuously looking ways to iterate and test the iterations so you can come to a solution. Now, that needs patience. Mm. It needs elegance. It needs the ability not to take things personally, but actually enjoy the process of discovery and enjoy the process of being wrong. Because ultimately, if you haven't got it right yet, what does it mean? It means you've been wrong. And so here we are in this process where everything is changing around us. Most of our goals are changing around us. But what systems do we have in order to create the new ones that we want to achieve?
Mm. I love that. And I think you are spot on in that we often arrive after we've set the goal, and then we arrive the next day and we're like, well, what do I do now? And we're not quite sure what the next step is supposed to be. And when you've actually sat down and created a system for yourself, it takes that uncertainty out of the picture, because at least you have something to do. And even if it's the wrong thing to do, you will learn from it and you'll find your way to the right thing. But I've seen this over and over. And I think that's why we always push people for clarity on their goals. So if you have a goal, cool. What will you do to get there? And then people will say, so let's break it down. Let's say someone wants to start meditating. What they'll say is, cool, I'm going to start meditating. Okay. What time of the day? Well, in the morning. Okay. For how long? You know, like all these things. Like, okay, 10 minutes. Okay. How are you going to meditate? I'm not quite sure. So like the more granular you get with the action you are going to take, the more clarity you have, and the more clarity you have, the more repeatable this process becomes, and that repeatability becomes the system.
Yes. Well, look, one thing, absolutely, I agree with you 100%. It's almost like putting out your clothes the night before you want to go for a run the next day.
Mm.
You know, you've systemized, given yourself discipline to do that run.
Yeah.
Just on that note, I haven't been running for 2 weeks. I feel fat. But anyway, that's another story.
I wasn't going to comment.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And that's why I've got the screen of the computer so high up. So the thing is that for me, that you cannot make a mistake. You cannot fail if you've got a system, and within the system, you actually create the system to iterate. That's the point. It's almost like saying, you know, and I'll go back to Future Self Academy, is if we had said, oh, we failed. Oh, no. Okay. That's it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. But the system says, we will keep iterating until we get it right. We'll keep iterating and until we reached our million listeners. And so for me, you said fail, or if you're doing something wrong, there is no such thing. They're in the system for me. You know, if you are meditating and you only do meditation for 2 minutes, you're still within the system. And then if you didn't like the app you downloaded, you could download another app. But if you get out of the system, that's the failure.
Mm.
And so for me, it's like really, really coming down to, even in my own, like really in my own life, is right now where we are is, and you know, you spoke about this a while back around the three phases of transition, right? Do you want to just talk about the three phases of transition?
Yeah. So,
jump into this?
Very briefly, it starts with a beginning, and it ends with a beginning. It's
you're such a professional, Eric. That's so stupid. Let me start. I'm in a bed, rather.
It starts with an ending. It starts with an ending. There we go. Yeah. I always get those two mixed up. Starts with an ending. So, and we know that endings are painful. It's the letting go process. It is the dying of something. It is moving from where we are to taking the first step to where we need to go. And then as we take that step, as something ends, we go into no man's land or into the wilderness, and we're not quite sure where we are. There's no certainty. We feel kind of lost. We're trying to find clarity. And that's actually, by the way, the topic of tomorrow's Think Week alumni call. Are you joining, by the way?
Mm. I had no idea. No, but no, you didn't send me a mail, dude.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Thank you so much.
And then the next step is that it culminates in a new beginning. And then the new beginning is where we have more excitement built up. We have clarity. Our action accelerates. And we feel like we are moving towards a vision again of the future. So what was your...
Yeah, good. So, yeah, so the tie-in for me is that if I'm in the system of reiterating and I know what part of the transformation I'm in, I'm very comfortable with testing, not knowing, learning, and being okay with the fact that I'm not in harvest. I am in toiling the soil and planting the seeds. And you know, this has been my reality since COVID happened, is that for the first while, you know, it was a difficult goodbye. All our bookings went and everything like dissipated under our feet. And we were trying to figure out what's next. And we tried so many different things, and almost becoming upset when things weren't working out. Not us, but you could almost become upset if you didn't understand that you are part of a system and iteration is part of the system. So just today, I mean, just today, I must, I must have had, I don't know, six Zooms, and four of them were about learning new things about building a new digital first business on online courses, live courses, mini movies, so many new things that are on the go that are incredibly exhausting. And to be honest, I'm exhausted from it. Why? Because I'm in learning mode. I'm in that no man's land. Now, if I didn't have systems and I kept going, well, my goal was to be on stage, to travel around the world, and I didn't have a system that was going to reiterate and test new ways of me coming into the world with my research and books, I would be upset. I would be sulking. I would be in the drama triangle. And all of these things, I see a lot around me, and it's for two reasons. People don't know what part of the transformation they're in, and two, it's because they don't have a system. They just have a goal that's dissipated and they haven't worried about setting up a new one, or just sulking that the old one isn't around.
Mm. So what do you think are the steps for creating a system? Obviously, it starts with having a goal in mind. But if someone says to you, well, how do I create a system in my life or in my business? What do you tell them?
Well, look, I think the end result determines the system. So the end result says, I want to meditate. So if I want to meditate and that becomes part of my personality and character, then how do I work backwards and ritualize my end result? And so the point of a system is I ritualize my behavior in order to create habits and behaviors and personalities that are in line with the end result. Mm. And so the end result of meditation, the system is ritualize meditation. Or if you want to go running, ritualize buying warmer clothes so you don't have to freeze going in the run in the forest like I have to here. Because just getting out of my chalet is so flippin' cold. It's like, it's ridiculously cold. There's frost on the ground and I've only got shorts with me. All my other clothes aren't with me. So my systems aren't in place to allow me to run. And now I'm in Machubeskloof. There's no running shops anywhere that I can buy anything. So I've taken the lazy way out and I don't have a system to manage my fitness requirements, you know? So I think the end result determines your rituals and system ultimately, because depending on what that outside or ultimate goal is. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And then I'd say, you know, maybe there's two different types of systems. There are the systems that you already have in place, but you haven't paid attention to those. So it might be the podcast, for example, in our world. It's something that is, there's a system to it. There are certain steps that we take. We know that to go from ideation to it being up on the site, there are certain steps that gets taken. What we've been spending a lot of time on is saying, well, how do we make those steps more effective and how do we shortcut them? So we're taking an existing system that we already know exactly what needs to happen, and we're actually diving into the detail of it and saying, well, how do we create more cost efficiencies, time efficiencies, and how do we create more impact with the system? So there's that one component. The second component then is maybe saying, well, I don't have a system at all. Like I'm just setting this new goal. And I think if that's where you are at, when you work your way backwards, you need to be as granular as you can. And it's kind of a dichotomy. It's this, and you know, I play with this idea over and over, and that's why where Hybrid Vigor came from, is that the more successful we want to be, I think the more comfortable we have to be with having different ideas at the same time and holding them in place and moving towards both at the same time. And so the challenge is going to be that I'm going to tell you, on the one hand, become as granular as you can. So sit down and figure out, if you're going to meditate, exactly where. And I mean, this is just the beginning, right? Where are you going to do it? How long are you going to do it? What's your app going to be? Like, make it as specific and as clear as you can. And at the same time, I'll also tell you, like, don't wait for things to be perfect. So you need to get moving, because when you move, you can iterate. That's the only way that you're going to get feedback for yourself. So there's this balancing act of, like, be very specific and know exactly what you need to do. But at the same time, don't wait to be that specific. Get going, iterate, and find that specificity as you go on.
I love that. That's really, really smart advice. And as you're saying that, I know that when I wake up in the mornings, I meditate in bed for an hour before I get up. And what I've done is I've got my beanie next to me and a big tracksuit top. So when I sit up in bed, I've got my beanie to cover my ears and my head. But, you know, I don't have my running clothes out. So I've realized that I haven't systemized my running, but I've systemized my meditation. And you know, I didn't even realize I've systemized my meditation. As you were saying it, I was like, wow, there it is, you know? And also like the system of working and like your calendar and who you're speaking to, how often you're speaking to them and how you're getting that side of it. So I think ultimately today's episode was a real reflection of what's going on in your and my life, obviously, but also the thing that, look, you have many different aspects in your life, whether it's exercise or work or meditation or relationships. I mean, relationships is another one, right? So how do you systemize connecting with your loved one? How do you systemize and iterate connecting with your children or whatever the case may be? So look, the thing I think is how do you become comfortable in structuring the different aspects of your life? And so for me, meditation, one of them, exercise, another one, work, another one, eating is another one. Like, how do you structure the fact that you have the right food at the right time? So you're iterating it and trying it out all the time. And I think it's just the two points that I think we need to focus on here is one, are you systemized? Are you comfortable iterating? And what part of the transformation are you in? What part of farming are you in? Are you saying goodbye to your harvest? Are you planting seeds or you're harvesting? And I think ultimately the whole world, most of the world, is right now in planting seeds for what's coming. And I often speak about this, you know, the Renaissance is coming. Do you want to be part of it or do you want to hold on to your old stories? And so we must become clear that only systemized thinking, iterating and testing is going to become part of this sort of future that's going to be so much more expansive than the past that we had. But only if you choose to be part of it, right?
Yeah. Listen, and I think what I'll just add to that in closing is that going through those like different transitions is a very active thing to do, a very intentional thing to do, because like it's not like that you organically just move through them, although I'm sure over time you do, but it's going to be a much longer process. But the thing is, it's a very active letting go of what you've gone through, and like you'll find yourselves going back into that over and over. And whether that's for a microsecond, whether you are sulking for a day, like this is going to happen where you're going to revert back to like, oh man, like I miss how things were. I want to go back to the way things were, whatever that like kind of thinking pattern might be for you.
Ex-girlfriends, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's exactly that. Yeah. And then it's a very intentional moving forward and saying, listen, I'm back at planting seeds. And I think that perhaps the most difficult thing, like you said right in the beginning, is the patience required for planting these seeds and giving it time to
hard, man.
To reap, dude.
It's hard.
It's very hard. It's very hard.
It's hard because think about planting the seeds in a farm. That's hard. Now you're changing your brain synapses. It's hard. It's just it's a hard process. And when you become okay with that it's hard, you start winning. Because I think that's the thing, is that many of us are like, oh, like, you know, when somebody, you're going to go hiking and they start complaining that they're hiking. It's like, then why are you hiking, dude? Then don't hike. What do you think? It was going to be easy climbing up a mountain.
Yeah. Listen, in closing, tell me, when is your next future preparedness workshop?
6th of July, we start our second one. I'm really excited about it. For 5 days, we've got some new content we're working on. And so Future Preparedness, 6th of July. If you guys want to join up, please email my team, hello@johnsarnay.com. Think Week, how was it? Perfect. Was it successful? I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was really good. Learned a ton. Actually, I felt I learned more from cohort number 2 than cohort number 1. So it'll be interesting to also hear what your reflections are when you've gone through the second revolution of this. But listen, dude, I think this was a great topic. Thank you for bringing it for us to discuss. And as a reflection point as well, I think that's such a great part of doing this podcast together, is that I was actually sitting down and also journaling a bit about my own systems in my life and where am I lacking them. And I think that's always it's such a powerful part of this process for us. And I hope that people do the same, that they actually integrate what happens here and what kind of pings for them.
Yeah. And again, thanks everybody for, you know, all the comments and all the shares, and we're continuously having them. So lots of love to all of you, and hope you're all strong and healthy and that you have a system that's going to get you to thrive in the future. And we look forward to chatting to you next time.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Thank you.